For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. For even the most ambitious high school students, the pandemic made extracurricular activities a challenge. That's why when five local teenagers were nominated recently for an annual award, we had to ask how they did it. Caleb Suggs with WKNO and the Institute for Public Service Reporting introduces us to a group of young people who aren't just standout athletes, but also stand-up members of the community.
If you heard that a high school athlete who plays both football and lacrosse was getting an award, you would probably think it was because of his performance in the game. You might not assume it was because he coordinated a food drive that brought over 14,000 pounds of goods to impoverished families in Orange Mound. But that's the case for Miller Manguno, a junior at Briarcrest Christian School. He's one of this year's nominees for the Memphis Area I Am Sport Award.
The needs in the community, they're plentiful. I'm glad that our service organization is getting a little bit of traction, which is really good, and it really means a lot to me.
The annual award is presented by USA Today and the Commercial Appeal. The local winner, to be announced in June, is eligible for a state award, which puts them in the running for the national prize. USA Today event director Taylor Stern says the award brings sports and community service together.
The High School Sports Award shows honor the best student athletes in the area, but we also wanted to shine a spotlight on high school athletes that are doing great things in their community. So maybe they aren't the best high school athlete, but they're making a difference in other ways.
Of course, that's not to say these nominees aren't impressive athletes as well. Take Claire Hollingsworth, a freshman at St. Benedict at Auburndale High School. She's won over 40 golf tournaments.
It's something that I can say that I'm really good at, and I'm super small, and so it's something that it doesn't really matter my size. I can still compete with everyone.
At 4 feet 9 inches and 82 pounds, Hollingsworth says her stature doesn't factor into her golf game. It does occasionally, though, at the St. Vincent de Paul Soup Kitchen, where she's been volunteering almost every Friday since she was in first grade.
I can still do the things that people that are taller and bigger than me can, and I might need a stool or a chair, but I can still help feed the homeless and help brighten their day.
The same goes for Hudson Hollenbeck, a junior at Collierville High School who turned his athletic skill into a fundraiser for lung cancer research.
I'm the kicker for the football team. What people will do is they'll pledge money to this website, and for every kick that I make, that money goes towards Lung Cancer Foundation and researching to find more cures and stuff, because it's actually the least funded foundation because it's known as being a smoker's disease.
Hollenbeck's mom was diagnosed with lung cancer back in 2015, though she never smoked a day in her life. Since then, she and her son have launched a website where people can make donations or pledge on Hollenbeck's kicks. Another nominee, Tori Moore, is on the St. Benedict's bowling team. She volunteers with the Special Olympics Memphis over the summer. And Naya Williams, also at St. Benedict, plays tennis and works as an assistant pantry coordinator at the Halal Food Pantry. She says providing food and clothing to those in need feels like a dose of adrenaline.
When I see their face, I'm like, oh, this is good. I need to keep doing this so that I'm making other people happy. I'm making people get what they need on a monthly basis. So it feels good. It feels amazing to give back.
And when the I Am Sport Award winner is announced June 28th, hopefully other high school athletes will be inspired to lend a helping hand in their community. For WKNO News and the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Caleb Suggs.
And if you need some inspiration to do the same, we've put together some video profiles of each of these nominees at WKNOFM.org.